The main ingredient is sincerity. The main ingredient in our spiritual life is sincerity. That we will be sincere in our approach to spiritual life and maintain that throughout our spiritual life and our whole devotional practice. That is essential. Srila Sridharmar says, sincerity is invincible. You will be invincible by being sincere. Nothing can stop you, nothing can check you, nothing can ruin you if you're sincere. So that's the main importance for us, to maintain that and to have that. So we always want to keep mindful and some control, some discipline for the mind, for the senses, for our thinking, willing, feeling process. Keep it God-centric, centered around Krishna, and not for one's own selfish purpose or one's ego. So that requires some self-control, some consciousness in our daily practicing life. Always be mindful, what are my intentions? Why am I here? And why did I come? Always maintain that sincerity of how you came and why you came, searching for the truth and wanting Krishna. Because on the path, you will be tested. So many obstacles may come, and so many temptations may be there as you make advancement. There's so many pitfalls to avoid. Fame, kanak kamini pratishtha. Kanak, wealth may come to you. Women or men may come and offer themselves. You may have the chance to enjoy, and fame will come to you. By becoming a great devotee, you'll become famous, and you will have to face these three things in your spiritual path, kana, kamini, pratishtha. So we know the remedy to that is to be situated in the consciousness where we can always offer our wealth to the Lord. Any men or women belong to the Lord. They're all servants of the Lord, meant for the Lord, for the Lord's enjoyment. And all fame can be offered to the Guru. We may hear the classification that kanak, wealth is meant for Narayan, Lakshmi Narayan, kamini, women, for Krishna, and pratishtha for Guru. They are the worthy recipients of those three things. But if we try to digest them, we'll be the losers, and we may have a fall down from those three things. So that may not be our intention when we begin our spiritual lives. We've come because this is the truth and touched my heart and I want to give my life, and we begin practicing and we get connection. But then we may come across these three things in our spiritual life on the path. Somewhere along the path we'll be tempted. And that's when we need to be very diligent and self-controlled and be conscious of these things and not fall prey to them. So our sincerity will help us at that time. Our sincerity will teach us, no, I do not want wealth for myself. It all belongs to the Lord. Use it for the Lord. Give it to the Lord. Any kind of man or woman enjoyment that comes, no, I'm not an exploiter. The sincerity will teach us. I'm not an exploiter, I'm a servant. And all the people, all men, all women are meant for Krishna also, not for my enjoyment. And pratishtha, if it comes, we can think in a sincere mood that Guru has given me everything. We're here because of Guru. We wouldn't be here if it wasn't for the grace of our Guru. He's the giver of everything. He connected us, he gave us Krishna Nam, gave us all facility for practicing and preaching. And by his mercy alone we are here, and all glory goes to Guru. Nothing for me. That's a sincere mood that will save us. And that has to be maintained throughout our whole spiritual life. And then we'll be safe.